But I want to get back, if I may, to arriving in that place, which I didn't know what it was. Once we were made to get out of the train, I do remember these people, now those were SS, standing there and screaming at us in German, raus, schnell, out, quick, quick, and using their whips. And men and women were immediately separated. I no longer saw my father, but I stayed with my mother and my grandmother. And then as we got off the train, we were made to go to the right, where a selection took place. Didn't know what it meant, but the younger, healthier-looking women went to one side, the older, the sick, and the children to the other. We had no idea why. This was done very efficiently and quickly. We left all our belongings in the train, told that we would get it later. And we were made to run towards the right side, mother holding onto my hand, and we came to this large building. I believe it was made of concrete and made to go inside, where long tables were set up, where SS women were sitting. They were every bit as brutal as the men, and they were processing us.
Explain what SS meant.
Schutzstaffel. Those were our guards. This was an elite unit of people who volunteered for it. They were there in all the concentration, death camps, and various labor camps. It certainly was better for them to be in charge of these poor Jews than go to the east and fight the Germans.
So then you were being processed.
Yes. And what did this mean, the being processed? We had to take all our clothes off. I had long braids. One woman grabbed my hair, cut it off, and the next one shaved my head. And that was done to all the women and the few children who were in our group. Then we were led into another building where there were shower heads overhead. We did not know how fortunate we were that water came down on us. After that, as we came out of there, we were given these coarse, striped, pajama-like uniforms and wooden shoes, and made to go into a certain direction. Well, I know now that we were, which meant nothing to us then, in Auschwitz-Birkenau, a death camp, as it is now known. We were there shivering, running towards this barrack. And people who visit there now, I have not been there and have no intention of visiting, they're still the barracks as far as the eye can see. We were taken into one and made to spend the night sitting there on the floor. The next morning, we were marched outside, made to stand to be counted. That was a routine in all the camps called Zählappell. We were counted and then given a rusty bowl, which we were to keep. That is where our daily ration of food was poured in. And it consisted, of course, water, turnips, and potato peels. No spoons, mind you. We were not considered human. Animals don't use spoons. And my mother made me drink every bit of that stuff. And, you know, we learned. We learned to just eat it like that, directly holding that bowl to our mouth and eating it that way, and a dry piece of bread, which people ate. We were very hungry at that point.